Hi, Laura. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright. I have an issue that I've been trying to resolve for many years, and I haven't really gotten straight answers. Hypothyroidism mucin that is produced by the body, besides going to sauna, is there any other way to extract it from underneath the skin everywhere? Because it has infested my abdominal, my lungs, and I suspect also my brain because of my forgetfulness. So is there any other way besides natural way to get rid out of it?
No,
I'm not on any of the hormones. You know, I'm not on the thyroid medication either.
Okay. I assume you've seen a doctor or two about this. And what did they tell you this was?
It's mucin. It's like a gel-like. Water does not get processed correctly by the body. It's protein-containing gel.
Yes.
That kind of compresses the organs. It has gotten to my eyes, et cetera, et cetera. Doctor Mark Starr, I don't know if you're familiar with this physician in Phoenix, refused to treat my hypothyroidism, stating that I have amalgam underneath my crown. And they are blocking the release of it, you know, and until I have all my teeth pulled out, he's not going to deal with me. And at the same time, while I consulted the biomimic holistic dentist, they told me to keep it where it is because apparently amalgam settles when it's in a form underneath a crown.
So if I heard you,
anything.
Yeah, if I heard you correctly, you have a weak thyroid, also called hypothyroid, but you're not being given
hypothyroidism too, which is not diagnosed by any of the tests. It's simply systematic.
Right, but you've not been given any treatment for it?
I was once a patient of Tacoma Clinic, and one of your doctor recommended to start with the pig thyroid. It gave me an allergy. I took it for a year, small dosage, high dosage, any dosage, and I stopped a year later. And after that, all the symptoms developed.
Okay, ma'am.
When I stopped it.
Okay, when you stopped it, but you didn't have the symptoms when you took it. Now, it is an unfortunate fact of life that it's possible to be allergic to anything at all in the world. No kidding. I don't know why that is. It's rare to be allergic to thyroid, but it is possible. Well, what someone didn't tell you is that it's also possible to get desensitized to things we're allergic to. I have personal experience with that. I have lots of people I work with who have been we've needed to desensitize them to things. Just two examples that may sound silly, but they exist in people. One, we've had to desensitize some women to their own progesterone. And when we do, their PMS gets better. It's the damnedest thing. And number two, we sometimes have to desensitize people to their own neurotransmitters, the little molecules that carry the messages around the brain. They're sensitive to them, and they're called hyperactive kids. And when we desensitize them to their own brain messenger molecules, why, they settle down quite considerably, their parents say. So, ma'am, it sounds like the first step that's needed here is desensitization to thyroid. And, by the way, pig or cow thyroid will work if you're not sensitive to it to help clear symptoms of hypothyroidism. And nearly all the companies that have it these days source it from New Zealand. Why? Because New Zealand does not allow for herbicides, pesticides, Roundup, and all that kind of garbage that gets into everything. So anyway, ma'am, I would check with a doctor who knows how to do desensitization and ask about using thyroid again, particularly if all this came back after you went off the thyroid, ma'am.
Is it possible to have a different reaction from the synthetic thyroid medication rather than the natural pigs one that Dr. Williams recommended?
It certainly is possible to either not react to it or react to it. And once again, I have to admit that sensitivities to thyroid are rare, but I've seen them. So you could be sensitive to those, but remember, you can also be desensitized.
But are you familiar with the element of mucin in thyroid patients? Are you familiar with that?
I have heard that it might exist, but I have never worked with anybody who had the problem. Now, I heard that it might exist, and I've read that it might exist, but again, I haven't worked with anyone who has the problem. So I'm relying on, at this moment, the fact that this all came on after you went to your thyroid to suggest that you might check with the doctor and get the thyroid again and make sure that you're not allergic to it or get desensitized.
Great. I thank you so much, Dr. Wright, and I join the choir of praising your tremendous contribution into people's lives and their healing. I am entirely grateful to you for your input and this station and the means by which you provide this wonderful help to everyone that is in need. Thank you kindly.
Thank you, ma'am.